Last night at the 52nd Annual Emmy Awards, NBC's The West Wing beat out HBO's The Sopranos in what was touted as a White House versus the mob showdown. But our TV critic David Bianculli says there was a lot more going on last night than just a two-show battle.
The nominees for Outstanding Drama Series are... ER, Law and Order, The Practice, The Sopranos, The West Wing. And the Emmy goes to The West Wing.
ABC billed last night's show as, quote, the first Emmy Awards of the new millennium. That may be a year early, but there's no denying it was, for television, the dawning of a new age. Or at least, the results of a new voting system. Look at all the new blood that was honored last night. The first-year series The West Wing won 5 awards, more than any other show, including Best Drama. Another first-year show, the Fox sitcom Malcolm in the Middle, won for writing and directing. Celia Ward won for her starring role in the first-year drama Once and Again. Will and Grace, a second-year show in major voting contention for the first time, won 3 awards, including Best Comedy. Other first-time winners included James Gandolfini of The Sopranos, Allison Janney and Richard Schiff of The West Wing, and Patricia Heaton of Everybody Loves Raymond. Of the top 6 major awards, the only one that could be considered a conservative old guard choice was Michael J. Fox, who won for Spin City. And he was the right choice, as well as the sentimental one. Usually, the Emmys are years behind the times, voting for shows and performers out of habit, whether or not it was a good year for them. For example, Helen Hunt won for 4 years running on Mad About You, even though her final season was a big disappointment. But this year, both the nominees and the winners seem to indicate a sea change for the Academy, a willingness, even an eagerness, to embrace the new as well as the old. What changed? It's a good question, and it turns out there's a good answer. What changed was the voting system. It used to be that all Academy members could vote in the nominating round, but couldn't vote for finalists unless they showed up to watch the shows in special judging panels. This meant most of the active members, the ones making TV for a living, were too busy to vote for the official nominees. So the retirees and the unemployed members cast the final ballots, which explains a lot of the conservative, repetitive voting patterns. This year was the first time all members could vote for the finalists so long as they watched cassettes of the nominated shows at home. This not only widened the voting pool, it widened the perspective. Does it matter that The West Wing gets noted instead of tenured series Law and Order? That the young series Will and Grace steals the thunder from Frasier? It sure does, because it gives the networks and producers presenting those shows more reasons to try something different. And in that vein, the best news of all last night may be the 3 Emmys won by The Corner, the excellent HBO miniseries with an all-African-American cast. In real life, excellence may be its own reward, but in Hollywood, nothing beats an Emmy or two. And under this new system, with Emmys going to such shows as The Corner, The West Wing, Will and Grace, The Sopranos, Everybody Loves Raymond, and so on, the good guys really are finishing first.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.